words have to have a new meaning. And the only way that I'm going to find that meaning is by using my imagination in order to find out what they might mean in application or in direct correlation to my problems, my mind, or my disease and how it functions. So I'm going to start to learn how to be a little more creative with words in terms of that, because I'm coming into a vocabulary, so the imagination would start just in the recognition that I'm going to develop a new vocabulary. Otherwise, I really don't have any purpose for the steps, because the steps are integrated with a vocabulary that I'm not used to, and if I don't apply some imagination to it, then they're just going to be words that have no real meaning. And in order for me to make them have something in my life, they've got to become organic, if you will, in me. And the way they become organic is the direct correlation between meaning. What is application? Why do we apply these steps? What do they mean by principles before personalities? What exactly are they referring to? What is this process that I enter into in the program recovery when I come into these meetings? I want the end goal in step 12, where they talk about having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, but how exactly does that process go on? And so what I do is I pick a sponsor and I tell them to help me to work the steps. You know, I want to work the steps with somebody. And then, you know, the thing about that is that anybody can show you everything they got, but if you don't bring it into your life in an organic way, and organic means that it's alive, it's a living application, it's something that's happening right now. That I can sit in rooms just like this, and meeting is a great place for application, is in rooms. A really, you know, the real test of anybody's program recovery or sanity or new way of life or spirituality certainly is in their home, because that's the hardest place to truly apply it, because there's no one looking and there's nobody applauding.